call me at my number, which you have.
We're gonna cut Steve's mic down.
Fuck you.
You're loud.
So are you.
But you have a little, like a, what's the word? Boisterous?
Are you trying to smell smart there?
Yeah.
That was the most appropriate word I could think of. Appropriate.
You're a loud ass, Steve.
Yeah.
Without trying to be rude.
Yeah, which is funny because most people complain I don't talk loud enough.
He's a very calm speaker.
Yes.
Until he gets excited.
That's right. Then I get boisterous.
Until the Steelers start losing.
Fucking A. Yeah, the Super Bowl's today, and the fucking Fudge Packers won.
Awesome game, though. You got to
admit. No, dude.
One of the best Super Bowls.
Super Brawls?
Super Balls.
Did I say a brawl?
Super Brawl.
I thought I said a ball.
I said Super Balls.
Balls.
Yes, Eric likes to play Super Balls.
I don't even remember two Super Balls before.
No, that was a great Super Bowl. I haven't seen a Super Bowl like that in quite a while.
No, that's very true. Well, like we were discussing earlier, who played last year? Like, I didn't even watch it, did you?
I don't fucking know.
I don't remember at all.
Well,
I actually watched that one, too.
Yeah.
Really? Did you? You don't remember?
No. I'll let you know when an angry fan emails us. It's this, you fuckers.
We have a fan that watched the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl? Maybe.
Got some sports nerds out there, maybe. Somewhere out there. I think Steve watched.
He's correcting us on like what in the video game. Yeah. What actor portrayed him in the movie?
I think Steve also knows more football just stats. Spite his
no,
wife.
I don't. Well, for the most part, yeah.
Just to get her angry, just in case the Steelers did win. It's just she was a Fudge Packer fan, and
yeah, she is.
Today I was going for the underdog.
Yeah, fuck you.
welcome to Ripped in Half. I'm Jason.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Eric.
Yeah, we got a guest friend with us. Maybe become a permanent fixture.
We'll see how it goes.
This is audition tape.
Yeah.
Basically, yes.
Send an angry email. Let us know how you feel. No, don't do that. Because we don't care.
We don't have anybody listening right now. That's the problem.
Oh, it'd be nice for them to get an email, though.
We cherish that. All they do is talk about Eric.
Yeah. I know, huh?
If that happens, you're gone. Yeah.
That one will actually go in the refrigerator.
Get into the fucking Ripped in Half podcast Gmail. We're like, oh, email. Fucking Eric. Motherfucking Eric. Oh, for me. Oh, well, fuck you too, douchebag.
Why can't you be more like Eric?
Yeah. I don't know how much you love Eric. Fucking delete.
They love this.
So I was going over the emails today. Sorry, Eric. Nobody sends you anything.
No one sends us.
Oh, that's because I got a Gmail. No,
I was talking about. You, never mind.
Oh, so by the time this airs, we get a flood of emails yeah. every day.
Just to piss people. That's piss right. us off.
That's right. God.
We just can't keep up right now.
Yeah. We're so fucking bogged down with them as it is.
I know. You're bogged down right now.
I don't know what that noise just was, but. I think if any of you guys were here, it made me give you a heart attack.
It's like a truck stuck in the mud.
it sounded like you couldn't get into first gear there, Steve. You need to hit the clutch a little harder.
I was trying to pop the clutch. I'm sorry, it just wasn't working.
Put some cat litter and some cardboard underneath to get it going.
I think you might take a bath after that one. Sit in the tub a little bit, kind of clean yourself up.
Steve had to go clean himself up. We're here with Eric. Possibly my new co-host.
I can't reach. I need help.
Yeah. Welcome to the Eric Show featuring Ripped in Half. Yeah.
Steve, when did you fill the bathtub with gravy?
The day I got stuck in the mud.
I fucking knew it. Invite someone over to join us for the show and I get bagged on.
Oh, no.
You're supposed to be my guest, fucker.
You're just the one that farted during the show.
Hey, dude. Let it loose. Fuck it.
My
studio. Fuck you.
How do you like our studio?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Isn't it?
It's roomy.
I've been in jail once.
Our last one was outside.
I'd say it's some fresh air. I'd say it twice. We even got a mascot here. Yeah. Like guinea pig.
Fucking rodent. Buddy. No, we got a rodent problem.
We got a fish tank with no fish.
Dude, quit knocking on my animal.
Thing's gonna die any minute.
Dude, yeah, it's
show it some respect, older than you are.
Yeah. It is, too. Fucking old bony bastard.
Oh, man. Pets. I remember living in San Diego. Me and my roommate walked out one day. Turtle right in front of our doorstep. We're about 20 miles around near water, like, not even close. Turtle right in front of my doorstep. So I keep it.
I was alive.
Yeah, I was alive. It was alive, yes.
I was waiting for him to say, yeah, I walked out. Fuck, stepped on a turtle.
No, but that's it. But it was alive. But, and so we had an extra fish tank in the back. I put it in the fish tank. Let alone, I forget it's back there. Okay. When I first got it, I put a couple millworms in there. It wouldn't eat. I leave for a week down to visit my mom's. I come back and the little fucker's tipped over dead.
I actually managed to turn over to die. Yeah.
Fish. Well, it was in the water, so I think it just, I don't know, fluids going
it the dies, back. It starts to float up.
Are you sure it was even a turtle meant for water? He drowned a fucking thing?
It was a red-eared slider. I don't know what's that.
My friend had a turtle. He used to come out and be gone most of the year. He used to dig a hole. And then the rest of the year would just be fucking gone. Hang around in the summer, and then the winter would just dig itself a hole.
Yeah.
One year we covered the
That's fucked up.
Well, it seemed like it made it, we figured it like it made another house somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just keep digging until it found somebody else. Or he lived two places that are in the year.
You didn't send out a search crew for it? you know.
Excavate.
Oh, a friend of mine, fucking...
Whoever saved those Chilean miners, we hired those guys.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine, one of my fucking neighbors here. When he was younger, he and his mom were fucking driving down the street here. And end up almost running over a Russian box tortoise.
In the street?
Yeah. Just across the fifth.
Did it turn him and yell, nine?
That's German.
Oh.
Russian. Not Russian. Nyet.
Nyet. Is that how you do it? Oh, sorry. My Russian's they're both the same to me.
Foreign.
There you go.
But no, it fucking
it's your Egyptian impression too.
Yeah, it all goes just the same thing. Basically, we're gonna be just one race pretty soon, anyways.
Yeah.
Not if we can't, no, it's not gonna happen.
No,
you let them through security. They won't be able to fly over here.
What?
What?
How can we all like be one? Eventually, be one fucking like race or whatever color.
Well, pretty soon Mexico's gonna spread everywhere.
Mexico? No, it's not.
No?
No.
Dude, he's a beaner. Come on, let him dream. Let him dream. So?
I don't live that dream.
What dream is that?
Dude, you're the whitest Mexican I know.
I'm like, I'm formed and shit.
Look more Arab than Mexican anyways.
My buddy Tim was working in his backyard to yard work, uh-huh. And he had a job at the time, so he had all kinds of fucking stupid money, and they hired Mexicans from fucking the fucking Home Depot and
Home
shit.
Depot, Home Depot.
They let him work for like 2 hours and they went swimming with them. Hung out and partied and barbecued and then dropped them back off at fucking Home Depot. It's like they felt good about themselves. Like, you know, that's probably the best work day they ever fucking had in their life. Because they still paid them.
They didn't pay him for the day, did he?
Yeah.
For the whole time they were partying and swimming?
Yeah, they paid him up front and then they like had him do the work and like they got tired of working too, so it was like, you know, you wanna go swimming?
So they didn't only play for work, they played for a friend that day.
Yeah.
They're kinda lonely that day, like, you know what? I really want to go
swimming. They rent a friend.
They're like, excuse me, senor. I need a swimmer. Oh, I swim right here.
El Toy.
He's my flotation device.
I can swim.
He wore him around his waist for one trip. He had a Mexican on both arms and one around his waist.
He's relaxing on one with his drink.
Senor,
one guy would hold his drink.
One guy walking around holding his drink.
Making him martinis and shit.
One of them's just floating on his back for him to sit on. It's his little pool furniture.
He's this old. Yeah, he just hires a group of Mexicans for furniture. He's like, oh, take a seat. Lounge his legs on. He wants a table. Yeah, they got a couch.
They did that in Bruno.
Did they? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was like, that sounded familiar.
Yeah. I don't know. I
was the scene where he was interviewing, what the fuck was that broad's name from American Idol? The old one, the one that was always drugged up.
No, he brought, God.
She's gone from the show and now nobody remembers who
she was. Yeah, exactly. All we know is that she was always drunk and drugged up.
Paula Abdul.
He did not invite the old southern broad who got hit in the face by a frozen ham.
Hey, she can cook. I would marry that woman just for her cooking.
Yeah, you're Paula Abdul fucking sitting around a couch of a Mexican table. This little dude on his hands and knees with a towel draped over him for a cloth.
She even noticed?
Yeah, no, she did.
I'm pretty sure.
No, she did. She was awkward, but
she wasn't that drugged up then.
No, I guess not. I don't know. She was kind of going with it. She where she drew the line is when they carted out a Mexican on a table and who was naked and covered in food. That's where she drew the line. She had no problem sitting on a Mexican to talk. Put her drink on a Mexican.
I don't think that's anything to her. Like in her world, cats dance with her and shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was. The cat actually could dance pretty good.
Two steps forward, better than two her. Steps back.
Two steps forward, two step. Yeah.
Although I did like the ending of that movie though during the
I like how
the credits they they're doing the whole little music montage of all these different people and they had Elton John sitting there playing the piano with his fucking a Mexican as his piano stool. That was funny.
Damn, dude, they got that fool to do that.
Really, yeah, it was funny.
Well, I think the only person on walks work with her is actually one that's animated. Because really, she can't sing, she can't dance. Oh. So why not put an animated person next to her and make it look good?
A little more talented.
Yeah. Well, now they replaced her with a. I didn't think they could replace her with a least talented person, but they put Jennifer Lopez on the show now.
Yeah.
Oh, Dead Air already with the third guy.
Yeah, I know. The whole reason why we have you here is so we don't have Dead Air.
Oh, Dead Air. Okay.
Yeah. We got to make us funnier, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
Well, the stuff coming out of your ass makes it a lot dead air. I think we were far from that there, Steve.
We gotta keep taking breaks all the time. Air out the room. No, we got the window open now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how about them Steelers, Steve?
Fuck you. They lost. Yes, we know.
And my ex's husband had a bet. Like, if they won, he had, like, wear a dress or some shit like that.
So what about those commercials, though?
Oh, the commercial.
What was your favorite today, Steve?
The launching baby one. That was great. It was this whole thing was like for a travel website,
uh-huh.
And they started off as like this British prime minister of anti-travel or something like that.
He's a minister of anti-travel
or something like that, or anti-tourism is what it's called. Anti-tourism,
yeah. Basically a travel company. Website.
Yeah.
I got that part. I just like who this dictator is.
Yeah. No, he's supposed to be like this official that they study people who do traveling in different spaces, take a family, put them in a glass box in a small room that's supposed to be like a hotel room and watch how they react.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, the funny part was because they're like this tiny room. The family's fighting. The kids are arguing over who's getting the bed and who's on the floor. They're hitting each other with the pillow. The mom's had enough. She puts the baby on this table. Just lays him there. Gets up to say something, the kid falls backwards, hits his dad with the pillow, the dad falls over, lands on the table, launching the baby up to the glass. And in classic cartoon style, it like sticks there with a weird face and just slides down. it was great.
It was a kind of moment where you're like, that's horrible, but it's just, you have to laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. It almost makes you want to see a real baby do that, too.
It makes you want to do that to a real baby?
It also makes Steve want to kick a baby through a field goal, too.
Kick the baby.
In Steve's world, nothing gets damaged. You just kick it straight through the air.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's see if it sticks. He makes little children just like, you look like you can stick to a wall.
How much do you weigh? Let's see, with the wind factor. Yeah, we got this.
They go down the wall. You know those octopus toys where you stick against the wall and kind of fall down? Grab like a lanky looking kid and just against the wall.
Throw a little honey on it. You know. Make sure he sticks, but not too much that he can't fall.
Well, it depends on where I'm at.
What do you mean?
Sometimes I don't want him to fall.
Oh, sometimes you just want him to stay there?
Yeah, to hover there.
You just want someone to walk by the window and said, is that a baby on the window?
They gotta dip their mouth in water and suction them to the wall and see how long they can stay there.
Sometimes I do that.
Might work if they're not teething.
Velcro on them, stick them to a ceiling. Just time it. Wait, see how long it takes them to fall off. Gravity eventually kicks in.
You ever seen those things people put on those like Velcro vests and just like they jump and just land on a wall and stick there?
Yeah.
You only do it once, you think? What do you mean? Like you only do that to jump and stick to the wall once and take you down. That was the end of your ride?
But no. Oh, I'm pretty sure the pay for another
time. Like the carnivals and shit where they do that? Maybe.
Oh, yeah, well, I think the final pay go like once. I think actually, like maybe 10, 20
They
bucks.
Actually brought one of those to my school for, you know, like, congratulations, you did good on a test, here you go.
You did great, let's take you to a wall and leave you hanging.
Well, we were going two at a time, and, you know, God behold, I get the fat kid next to me, we go at it, and he flips the damn thing over. So I'm stuck underneath this thing with the fat kid rolling on top of me, and I'm just like screaming for help, and like... And you know, all you hear are people on the outside laughing.
It was I would have laughed too.
It was just horrible.
I would have timed it to see how long it took you to suffocate.
Yeah, no, that's basically what it felt like.
It's funny. I think it's fucked up because some of those are really fucking sticky. It's hard to get off. You know, it'd be funny is like just set one up in a random neighborhood, get a bunch of kids. Oh, yeah, you know, y'all go at it. And once they just fucking stick there, walk away.
Just walk away? Leave them there?
Yeah. Well, but you keep, like, a hidden camera there just to see how long it takes, like, somebody who passes by to stop and get these kids off.
You'd have to do it all at once.
Wonder what they
just
talk about.
Just one big one where all the kids jump at the same time.
Yeah, you know, get a couple kids. Oh, yeah, you know, stick, and then walk away. And just wait and see how long it takes somebody to come by and help them.
The only thing they think about is, like, God, this sucks. I hate that guy.
I don't care. It's a random neighborhood.
Like, is someone going to get us down?
You know, I'll have a little jungle music playing so they have some sort of entertainment.
Why would jungle music be entertaining?
What kind of neighborhood do you plan to be in?
Well, now you think about it. At least jungle music's better than no music, right? Dude, that or you're just stuck with your thoughts. Stuck to a fucking wall.
Stick him to a wall and have the Ice Cream Man song play.
No, even better yet, just hire an ice cream man just like pull along and just park there and yell free ice cream.
Oh, man. Seems struggling trying to get out of the ice cream. Yeah,
all the other kids in the neighborhood come run up, just hand out ice cream, and these kids are just stuck there watching this. None of the kids are helping them down or nothing. They fucking ice cream. They get their ice cream and walk away. And it's like, you kids want some? No? Okay, bye. Drive off. That'd be fucked up.
The next thing you're going to get is a bunch of kids stripping off there, naked running down the street after ice cream, man.
It'd be funny.
Oh, the other kids start throwing ice cream at them. Like, you're stuck to the wall. What are you going to do?
Just put the icing on this cake and bam.
As you walk away, lift off the lid of a can you already have sitting there. It's just like rotten vegetables. And the hanging sign says, throw me. See how many people just pick up something.
No one's going to do that.
That's
some people would.
No, they won't.
Oh, yes, they would.
They'll think someone's watching. What if someone gets stabbed
in the eye with a carrot?
What if someone gets stabbed in the eye with a carrot? That's not funny.
Why would you use carrot? Oh, it's kind of funny, but why would you use
carrot? You could poke your eye.
I'm talking about shit that... I said rotten vegetables that splatter, like tomatoes and shit.
Oh, he said splatter.
I didn't say splatter, but I figured it's like the common... It's a common thing. How many times do you go to somewhere or see something like where they throw vegetables?
Well, how many people expect a tomato? No one
only happens on TV and cartoons.
Who's going to expect a carrot?
Okay, do you ever see a carrot?
Who's going to expect a carrot? Okay. What would you think is a carrot just flying at your fucking face? You're just like, oh, God.
I think it'd be made for better entertainment. You upload it onto YouTube. Random kid gets hit by carrot.
That'd be funny. A ginger gets hit by a carrot. That'd be funny.
Frosty throwing their noses at people.
Ginger hit by carrot.
God. Frosty takes his nose off and shoves it up a kid's ass.
It just makes you want to throw anything at a ginger, though. Once you see one, you're like, why do they look like that?
My brother's a ginger, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he have a soul? Half-brother.
Huh?
Does he have a soul?
I don't know.
I hear gingers don't have a soul. Oh, well, that makes sense. I don't know why.
You just made the conversation awkward right now.
You did.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, he's a ginger. He's angry. He fucking lives under bridges.
Oh, does he? Does he hop out when people come by and say and demand they pay a toll or they'll eat their children?
I don't know. I don't visit him that often.
Unless, of course, you feed him a cat, then you're good.
Is his idol Carrot Top? He did good for a ginger, no? For a while.
Well, I don't know. He's balding, so he still counts as a ginger?
I don't know. He's buff. He took steroids for a while, it looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, no. My brother, not fucking Carrot Top.
Got off subject a little bit.
No, we're on the same line, just brother. Like we got confused for a minute.
I don't know. He's in prison. Might be boosting of another type.
And this Ripped in Half podcast and dedicated childbirth and prison rape, right?
That's right.
Ripped in half.
The sound of the laughter. You know, I heard that a room goes silent, a gay baby is born.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's all take a vow of silence for a moment in respect
of the gay babies.
There we go.
Actually, the longer you were silent, more gay babies were born.
Or the gayer the baby is.
Oh, one giant gay baby.
Maybe we can kick him to a Velcro
big
wall.
Big gay baby.
Velcro wall.
Can we kick him on a Velcro wall?
A gay ginger baby.
A ginger baby on a Velcro wall. Oh, that's a sight to see.
Yeah. Vegetables and ice cream.
Vegetables and ice cream thrown at him.
All on YouTube is he gets a carrot thrown at him.
Thus, maybe that's how Carrot Top was made.
He's a giant steroid gay baby. With all kinds of props.
Okay.
Makes you wonder, how did he come up with some of these props? Was he like...
He's an inventor.
I think he was on acid half the time, maybe.
Really, I kind of figured he just grew up with no friends, so he had to entertain himself somehow.
Talk to toys?
Yeah, and toilets.
Toilets. Took a shit, made a turd.
And sit there as a kid and lift this toilet lid up here and there and make it talk. Hey, little carrot.
Little carrot.
You think he ever made out with a toilet? Name is,
maybe.
Had a female toilet, special one.
That's right.
He's in her bathroom, painting
paint it pink and everything.
Yep. Heard he caught herpes from one. Well, it cheated on him.
Fucking toilet.
With his dad. Oh, God.
Is that public restroom? Public restroom. It's a porta potty at a concert.
I heard when he got broke, he had to, you know, settle with the outhouse, though.
Well, you know, after the toilet took him for everything he had.
Yep.
Vengeful bitch.
She upgraded the porta potty.
That's an upgrade?
Yeah. She went to wood to plastic. Took off the moon sign. Got herself a nice little, you know, logo.
It's durable.
Got herself a lock. Not anyone just can use her.
And so once anybody goes to use her, it says in use. Nope. What the fuck?
Mainly construction workers, though.
Whistling from the inside.
Well, you know, you got to whistle while you work.
Yeah. Work in that toilet.
And Carrot Top's defense, though, I heard it was a shitty relationship, though.
Why she took all the shit he owned?
He didn't take crap from nobody.
So when she leaves, she got tired of taking his crap?
Yeah, tired of his crap.
She ain't putting up with this bullshit no more.
No. Nope. He said it was a bit nutty. Oh, man.
I like this guy. Steve, you're fired.
Fuck you.
Oh, speaking of we just had
this big shit banter, and all you could do is laugh. Where was your ad onto that?
I bet you're feeling really shitty right now. Yeah. It's funny because he looks like crap.
It took the piss out of me.
No, speaking of that, yesterday I was watching Zach and Mary make a porno.
That's good.
And, yeah, and all that we were waiting for was a pullout part.
Oh, yeah.
That bitch just frosts me like a cake. Oh, but that girl, man. I think I'd let her frost me.
The old porno chick?
Yeah.
Do you do bad things to her?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. You would wreck her?
Mm-hmm.
Let her wreck you?
Let her wreck me.
Yeah.
Frost. And, you know, give me a shower afterwards.
Yeah. Feel golden. Even if it hurt a little bit?
Make her drink water a little bit?
Die a little inside?
No, I wouldn't.
Blow bubbles in your face?
No, I'm saying even if it meant you had to die a little inside.
Oh, yeah, why not?
He's enjoying it.
Halfway dead anyway, I know. But I heard...
It's not a healthy lifestyle getting covered in shit.
No, but she actually has a show on HBO where she teaches you about sex and toys and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the older one.
Wait, Dr. Ruth. No, okay.
I thought the older one. Dr. Ruth?
No, the younger one.
I've never seen the movie.
You ever seen it?
No, I've never seen it. I want to see it. I've just never seen it. I know it's a Kevin Smith movie.
Yeah.
No, I just haven't seen it.
I mean, he doesn't make bad movies. Other than, you know, Funny People. I really didn't like that movie.
Kevin Smith.
Jersey Girl?
Kevin Smith didn't make Funny People.
Jersey Girl was stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even he calls himself out that was a bad choice.
That was a horrible movie.
Well, you listen to the name Jersey Girl, you don't expect very much.
Nowadays,
the first problem is that he casted Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez when they were dating.
Bennifer.
Yeah, Bennifer.
Bennifer.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck hasn't been in a good movie since Good Will Hunting.
Jane Silent Bob.
Okay, but did he make that movie good?
It was funny. I liked his parts.
Okay.
He played his part well.
He did. He did play
it. He didn't make or break that movie, but he played his part well. So he didn't, he didn't bring it down.
I don't think you could have had that scene without him.
I don't think you can mess up 10 minutes of a movie.
A fictional character.
Yeah. I don't know. Any cameo that J-Lo's been in.
Well, yeah, as long as she bends over and, she's halfway cameo naked, she's all right.
Well, can you say she really stars in movies?
Enough. She's a little badass boxer, you know?
And to me, that's like one big long cameo.
Just watching her act, it's just one long cameo.
It's all one-liners.
when is she going to go?
You know that movie Enough, too? You're just waiting for that line in the movie for her to just say, I've had enough.
She said it. She said the name of the movie.
And there was that movie. There was that movie where I think her best acting, where she died during the childbirth.
That was Jersey Girl.
Jersey Girl, yeah. Beth, okay, there you go.
Just brought it back.
I'm reminiscing.
Full circle.
Yeah. Reminiscing.
That was a horrible fucking movie.
She dies.
It's like the best role she's ever done.
Yeah.
That was in the beginning of the movie. Now you have another hour of movie left.
Yeah, I know. No. It's like once you see that part, you're like, I'm satisfied. Stop.
Yeah, they just need to be. They need to show her naked, and that's about it.
Yeah.
She looks good still.
Yeah.
She's aging, man.
I've
never really found her attractive.
No?
No.
Neither have I, actually.
I never said attractive, but I said, her body, though, right?
No.
Maybe put a bag over her head.
Put a bag over her head, just look at that ass for a little bit.
Only if it could be a plastic bag.
A Ziploc bag.
Steve loves making love to the dead. You guys didn't know that.
He's a zombie fan. He's hoping he'll fuck him back to life.
I'm a grave rocker.
What? Grave rocker or grave rock?
What?
Huh?
I know. What do you
say? Yeah. I say gay.
It's like
right
say gay robber.
Gay robber.
That's what I thought was coming out of your mouth. Right there. A grave robber.
No, grave rocker.
Grave rocker. I can't cradle rocker, but grave rocker. I can't say that name. I don't know why.
Huh.
It's weird.
Alcohol? Tongue-tied. Yeah.
I am sick, though.
Alcohol, sick, being Mexican.
I'm drinking for the past 3 days. I've been sick for 3 days. Yeah. Did not go good.
Yeah, it does.
With 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
No, it does not.
I have no sleep.
I think it's just San Bernardino. Just...
Yeah.
I mean, living in San Diego.
Well, no
for
sleep
in
San Bernardino go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of harsh coming from, sunshine and perfect weather to smog and sadness.
So, from sunshine
and Tijuana. Gay baby was born in that sign. That's right there. Yeah, like, no comeback for that. Like, we can't defend shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Way to fucking harshen the vibe. Yeah, remind us of our sad, sorry little place we live in.
We got mountains. We
just
got to
keep drinking beer to forget it.
Yeah, I know.
That's how I go through my day. Beer.
Does the body good. Fuck milk.
Yeah, you fucked the dead, right?
Yeah.
He likes to
gotta
make
fuck somebody.
What are you fucking while they're dying?
He likes apparently to mix milk in the dead.
I don't like when they start their muscles clench up as they tighten and start gagging for that last bit of air. That's why I don't fuck them when they're dying. I fuck them after they're dead.
Make a lot of noise, huh?
Yeah. I like them when they're, I like them when they're quiet. I can flip them any which way I want. Do what I want to them, you know?
It's kind of heavy.
Yeah.
Brings a whole new meaning of rolling over in your grave, huh, Steve?
That's right.
When the graves are rocking, rolling them and knocking.
Roll over, flipped over, bent backwards.
Hey, any which way. You can have all kinds of fun with that.
You see Steve catching that funeral, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The funeral crash.
Spotting him out.
Yeah, funeral crash.
Open caskets only for Steve.
That's right.
He didn't look at their face anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm that guy in the back of the funeral home going, excellent.
Singles night, huh?
That's right.
That was the party. Like about bus crashes, you have a party going on.
It's like, ooh, orgy.
The most popular guy in the room, right?
That's right.
The lively bunch there, huh? Nothing but whores there, huh, Steve?
Pouring drinks for fucking dead people. Yeah.
No, I ain't that. Dude, I ain't that dumb. I don't waste alcohol.
No. He just follows the retirement home buses. Puts a spike strip out in the road and, you know, has himself a good time.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you seen that dude that on the news, the Geezer Bandit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fucking bank robber and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's an old man, though.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's not.
But they still describe him as, like, between 62 and 75 years old.
That's pretty old.
Well, no, that's...
But he has a, that's he obviously description. Has a mask on.
Yeah, what it is you could actually... You can call any FX studio and order these real-life-looking masks that you can apply yourself. Mouth move, everything. It looks just like it's bonded to your face. And a lot of criminals have done this. It's just one in our area that's really big is the Geezer Bandit.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. He's robbing all over San Diego. You didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
And you lived there?
I know.
I didn't have cable when I was up there.
What, did all that sunshine
and... It's on the news. The network news.
Did all that sunshine and clean air get to your head?
Yeah. No time to watch TV?
They don't pay attention to old people. Yeah. Just let them rob banks and shit.
They just wait for them to die so they can steal their wallet.
Exactly.
Like, ooh, I got a credit card.
I'm going it's all shopping. It's full of marked bills and one of them explodes in their fucking face.
It's kind of hard to keep track when you have cable, though. It's harsh. Yeah. I had Netflix.
Yeah.
There's no news broadcasting on Netflix.
No.
Hard times.
Mm-hmm. It's a movie network news.
I guess I could look on the internet. I have internet, so. But I don't know. I really don't care what's happening out there. I just care about what's happening
it's
here.
It's safe in my home.
Yeah,
my
it's TV. Safe here. I mean,
with my TV and my internet connection.
Shit, I don't go to that bank. The fuck do I care?
And once I watch the news, like, no, I'm glad I don't leave the house. I'm scared of old people after that. Just because it's a big ass hermit and shit.
Old people give me nightmares.
They do.
Yeah, they're scary.
Especially when they kiss you.
I know.
How many old men kiss you?
Yeah.
All the wrinkly and the jowls flapping and everything. It's just not natural. Grab
you. You know, you ever notice that old men are really touchy?
They get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever met an old man? All they do is keep patting you on the back and rubbing your back.
Too and long, yeah. Yeah. Then again, you're an
it's
old...
Like, it sounds like you guys all been molested by an old man. Like, we all been touched too much by an old guy. We're too, like, polite to say, like, you know, stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but you know they get away with it though.
Yeah, you
creepy
can.
Old I guys mean, get away with it. You know, I aspire old, get away to that.
You see that shit when the bar all the time.
Yeah, when I get old, I am totally being the creepy grandpa. I'm being the creepy grandpa.
I'm not. I'm being the one that complains all the time.
Yeah,
yelling at little kids running by, shooting stuff at them.
And you have a screen door.
Oh,
and
no,
shit.
No.
I'm gonna have a really nasty tiny dog that chases after kids.
Hey, yeah, you never stop it from biting their ankles no matter how much they complain. Nope. Yeah, they kick at your dog, you yell at him for kicking at your dog, and you call the cops.
Oh, yeah, he's in the kill. Oh,
that's right.
Oh, I'd be like Clint Eastwood in fucking El Camino and just pull a gun on everybody.
Pull a lighter on everybody and get shot.
Or your fingers and shit. Just say damn fucking Koreans.
Oh, speaking of old people, I was at Long Beach, and I was hanging out with my friends, and this old lady, she was about 65 years old, ran over this guy 3 times in front of a crowd.
What?
And took off. She was screaming and yelling at him.
Oh, my God.
Hit him. Pulled forward. put in reverse, hit him again, and then hit him again, and then left. Luckily, the guy was okay, but still, it's just, you know.
After being run over three times?
There's got to be a certain age limit between people, old people and driving.
Oh, I totally agree. You know what's fitting about that story?
Or they got to take a
the sound of sirens in the background.
You hear that?
Totally fitting.
Everything gets picked up on these
things. Yeah. No, I agree. You know, there's a certain age limit you should not be driving.
They're going to take away my freedom.
Or take a senile test. They'll make sure they're capable of driving.
Yeah, or at least make them take a driving test to make sure they know how to drive.
She still drives?
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets a little hand lever that she drives with.
Oh, like Jimmy has? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Jimmy has a stick.
Yeah, Jimmy uses the grabber sticks. Yeah.
How does that work?
I thought it was an old made-up system, actually. I don't know if that was a real thing.
No, I think it's a real thing. What it is this grabber clicks onto here for the horizontally for the brake, and so the gas one goes on vertically, and that's how you know the difference is from the handle. If the handle's going horizontally or vertically, you know which is gas and brake.
For those of you who are confused, we are talking about handicap drivers.
And the dangers of them.
Our friend who is a handicap taxi driver.
Yeah. I am so not ever going to ride Yugo.
Really?
No.
I'll risk it one day. $5 holler?
I won't.
If you're fucking hammered, $5, dude.
You know, in Florida, you get caught for like two or three times, they revoke your license for the rest of your life.
If you have a DUI, you can't go into Canada.
Really?
Or you can pay $200.
Fuck that. They ain't got a fence. I'm just going to walk across the tree.
Now, my buddy had a DUI. He actually had two DUIs, but one dropped off, and like he flew to Canada, and they're like, you have a DUI. He's like, well, yeah, it's dropped. You know, I have my license back and shit. It's like, well, technically, you're not allowed to be back here.
Are you serious?
Wait, he flew there?
He flew there. And so, like, what happens if you drive? It's like, well, I guess it's different because I had to pay $200 out of my fucking vacation money because I was going to spend the whole fucking vacation, like, 2 weeks in Canada. I was like, they fucking worked your ass.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Like, customs fucking just worked your ass and took $200 out of your fucking pocket.
You go anywhere in the world, they're going to work your ass, especially the cops.
In Canada? This supposed to be fucking nice.
Why not? How many times America make fun of Canada? Yeah. They get back at our asses.
Canadians secretly hate Americans just as much as we hate them and Mexico and China and every other fucking nation that's not ours. They hate us.
Especially French Canadians.
Oh, the worst. Fuck.
I'd imagine they did.
Quebecians? Fucking bastards. They're the scum of the Canadian.
Bunch of assholes.
You're like fucking from Oregon. You're like the Canadian of California.
I'm not from Oregon. I've spent a couple years there everywhere.
And you hate Americans too?
I do.
You hate Californians actually.
Fucking hate Californians and Canadians. I hate you all. All you fucking people that start with a C.
Why do you hate Californians?
I don't
Canadians,
know.
Caucasians, Cubans.
All the good C's.
Clitoris, no, I like that.
He likes his.
It's not a nationality.
Oh, good, I'm safe.
The clitorians, what are you talking about?
You never heard of the clitorians? They all hail all the way from Clitoria.
It's nice this year.
It's nice this time of year?
Yeah.
It's like San Diego weather.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you get sandy ones, though.
The clitorians sound like some fucking, like, race from a fucking Star Wars and
Klingons.
Star Trek.
Clitorians. Klingons battle the Clitorians. So any new good movies coming out, Steve?
Yeah. A couple good ones that look neat. Cowboys and Aliens looks pretty cool, in my opinion.
Seen previews of that?
No.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, I have, actually. You. Yeah, you showed me.
Yeah, it's the one that's got...
This was after the show, actually.
Yeah, it's got Harrison Ford and Daniel Craig in it. You know, as namesake, it's Cowboys Against Aliens.
There you go.
And Daniel Craig wakes up. He has some weird metal thing on his wrist. I guess he was abducted and dropped back off. Eventually, aliens attack. He pulls out his wrist thing. It blows up a ship, and Harrison Ford looks at him and says, "What the fuck?" Well, it doesn't say, but he looks at him like that.
Makes me want to watch a movie.
Yeah.
Why would they give that fucking hillbilly a fucking weapon on his arm?
I have no idea.
That just pretty much
idea.
Helps them.
Maybe because they thought they could use him in some way. I don't know. Yeah, watch
they
the
drop
movie
his ass
find
off.
Out.
Would they do drop him and like they lose him?
They were out of range when it came to the anal probe. They lost fucking signal. It happens.
Why pick Harrison
Ford? They left
Ford
the door open while they're flying around
for a cowboy.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you why pick him, but it actually looks really good. Everybody I've even talked to, as I mentioned that, like, oh, Cowboys and Aliens, hell yeah.
All right.
You have to check it out.
Sounds
check
like
it
a good concept, but, like, aliens would have to win. They're fucking Cowboys.
Haven't heard of it? Check it out. Cowboys and Indians.
How often do the aliens beat the humans, though, in any movie, any time frame? Even when they've decimated Earth, the humans still fucking whoop their ass somehow.
An alien-winning movie.
Oh, yeah.
Think of any?
The only ones I can think of is when it's an alien against an alien.
Well, they kind of ignored the humans and just fought each other.
Yeah.
Alien versus Predator. Like, they just kind of were in the background.
Yeah.
It's not really like they're fighting.
No, that's what I'm saying. If it's an alien against an alien, of course an alien wins. But every time it's an alien...
Either way, an alien wins in that
But any
scenario.
Time it's an alien against a human...
There might
the
be,
humans win.
Well, there's maybe a couple alien escapes, but that's about it.
Yeah. I mean, as far as like full-on wars, we always win somehow.
Somehow.
Yeah, fucking Independence Day. Big-ass city-sized fucking spaceships with full-on deflector shields. Yeah, no, and all we had to do was just go up there and... Virus.
For some reason, you're vulnerable. For some reason, we know their operating system, and we just put a virus in it. It's that easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Because our little primitive viruses work against their systems.
You know,
yeah,
they didn't have a Mac, so you know they got viruses
they,
easy.
They have free AVG.
War, they have a good antivirus system.
Yeah.
In there.
War of the Worlds. Fucking Nether exclude big ass race that comes here, especially in the remake. I never understood this concept. Is that okay, so they already have ships on Earth, and they, through lightning, land in their ships in our planet. Which means that they've had to have been to our planet before, therefore exposed to some of the bacteria and viruses that eventually kill them. Made no sense. Especially, okay, they're in their ships. They're in their things. You assume pressure lock their atmosphere.
Giant robots?
Yeah. Taking up people.
Well, the ships...
Taking up people.
Giant RoboCop robots. Runs it, right?
No, the aliens are in it, though. They run inside. They operate. It's crank, fucking ran, whatever. Yeah, gills, like, knobs, like levers.
Second RoboCop looks like the giant, you know, giant robot.
Yeah, the three-legged thing. Yeah, but, yeah, the tripods. They, they're in there. They're controlling it, chewing up humans, spitting them back out, making our Earth, make planet look like their planet, whatever. And then all of a sudden, they just stop dropping dead because of the common cold.
I think the weakest... I think the weakest aliens of all time.
Back then they had a plague. Or at least like some kind of really bad disease that would have fucking killed them.
Gonorrhea?
No. Okay, dinosaurs probably had that. They just had dinosaurs. There's no real diseases.
The real disease dinosaurs died from is AIDS.
They did.
They're from AIDS?
Dinosaur AIDS. Mm-hmm. That's where it came from.
Yep.
Dinosaur AIDS.
No, but I would have to say the weakest...
All the unprotected dinosaur egg sex.
The weakest aliens of all time had to be the science aliens.
Water. You go on a planet that's fucking 70% water.
You have soldiers walking out with their pants down, taking pisses on all the aliens, just taking them out.
Yeah. You bring a good point, though. Why would any aliens invade a planet that's 70% water? If that's their weakness. If that's their acid, their kryptonite, their what the fuck ever.
They just get the jollies off killing people.
I guess.
Jollies.
Jolly ranchers.
That's right.
Jollies.
They get their Jolly Ranchers.
I'm going to say Jollies the right way and just edit it in.
They're making it rain with Jolly Ranchers.
They make it rain, bitches.
Yeah, no, the science aliens were the most retarded. The concept,
by
the
far.
Look of them, everything.
I'm not going to lie. It was a good movie.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
So far, I have not seen The Happening yet. I've heard a lot of people bash that. Today, and I'm a huge M. Night Shyamalan fan.
I'm not.
Signs was the worst.
You will stop once you watch The Happening, I'll tell you that much.
The Signs, the only movie I did like from him.
See, I hated that movie.
Really? You didn't like Unbreakable?
Oh,
wait.
Unbreakable?
Two movies.
Okay, Unbreakable was
Sixth
great.
Sense?
Three movies.
How the fuck can we keep adding?
That's where it ends. That's where I draw the line.
No, Unbreakable, Sixth Sense.
You can't name another movie that I would like, though.
I like The Village, personally.
Horrible. Didn't like it.
I liked it. Lady in the Water was
great.
I didn't mind
The Village. Yeah. I didn't. It's not my favorite, but like...
No,
I
not, bad.
When I
not my favorite, but I liked
12
it.
$12 on the fucking movie.
What theater did you go that when that came out for $12?
When
fucking
on Saturday,
dollars?
That's
oh,
why.
I bought the movie.
Oh.
Oh.
That's why you wait until
it's
in
$5.
I bought it in a double pack, so...
What came with it?
I don't remember.
Was it another M. Night Shyamalan?
No, it wasn't Shyamalan? Another M. Night Shyamalan.
Signs.
It was a good movie.
The other movie was better?
It was a good movie.
So it's still worth the $12.
Yeah, so fuck you.
You would have paid one individually.
Yeah.
Fucking Redbox was in back then.
Yeah. No, you know, I also liked Lady in the Water.
Blank CDs and give the CD give it back.
No, I like Lady in the Water, and I like Devil.
The guy with the big jerk-off hand?
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. But Devil was good, too. I really liked Devil.
They didn't get to catch Devil.
Devil was awesome. That the whole concept of it, everything was fucking cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. Albeit predictable, in my opinion. I mean, I pretty much guessed it just off the previews, but it was still pretty neat to see.
So basically just, you know, close you your ears sometimes and then close your eyes and then, you know, you have a good movie.
Huh?
So you won't guess what's coming?
No, it's one of those you can guess what's coming. It's still pretty cool, though. I liked it.
That takes away the whole twist he tries to do.
Not really.
If you guessed it you took it away.
No, because that's the thing. You think the whole twist.
You're just there for the ride. Yeah. Who does that?
You're there for a ride. Go get James a prostitute.
Cameron. James Cameron.
What? Yeah, you're there for the ride. There's no twist. You know what's going to happen. Predictable movies. Good. Predictable.
They Live. Aliens won on that one. Oh, no, they didn't. Never.
No.
No, they didn't. Yeah.
No.
Well, they blew up the satellite. What's that going to fucking do? They got probably more than one satellite.
It exposed them. It took off their little camouflage shit. And you
a lot
them.
Of people already knew and were okay with it.
Not a lot.
Enough to only make them rich.
The people in the underground biz did. No, that's how, during the fucking news program when they blew up the satellite and it turns out one of the casters on national television was one of the fucking aliens. And even this fucking human bimbo cohort looks over and sees what he really looks like and screams. Yeah, no.
They could turn that. They just have a new satellite turn back on. Yeah. No one knows.
I know. It was like in the middle of the desert in one satellite. Well, I was like,
they should have put it in a better spot, actually, not a big fucking city. Oh, they're freaking aliens. They could have put it in space.
No, right?
What'd they fucking think of that shit?
They had to put it down the ground.
Yeah.
But they have that new commercial now where everything's all white, and every time I see that commercial, I always think of that fucking movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, where it goes between the black and white. The only time you actually see what the aliens look like is with these glasses that make everything black and white.
Well, they basically got contacts.
Mm. Yeah.
No, now Steve's talking about 13 ghosts, put on glasses, seeing things.
No, no, no. They did that in They Live.
I know.
They were sunglasses. Ray-Bans, even, I think.
they did kick-ass and chew bubble gum.
No, yeah. cheap glasses for them.
Roddy Piper, dude.
Roddy Piper, huh?
I like that fight scene. They actually pull in wrestling moves.
Yeah. He did quite a few movies, too.
Did he?
Yeah. Aside from that, he was in a couple others. You couldn't tell me or tell you what they were.
But you know he did a movie.
Yeah, I've seen other movies. I just can't remember what they were.
That's the only one I can name.
No, Gene Simmons was in a movie, too. He played it was some weird apocalyptic movie.
He was the main role in the movie, or was just
he was the cameo. Villain? No, he was the villain.
Gene Simmons, huh?
Yeah, Gene Simmons. He was a cross-dressing villain. No, he did. He
opposed to a cross-dressing human.
Did he use any tongue?
No, yeah, he did the tongue thing. I think his character was bisexual and tried to come on to the main hero too and everything. Well, yeah, wore red, had the wig, acted feminine, everything. What is Gene Simmons?
That sounds like Gene Simmons. Speaking of that, Gene Simmons' Family Jewels, fakest show I've ever seen in my life. God, if you ever seen a scripted show ever, that's the biggest one.
The Hills? The City?
Well, no, you got to give it to them. They acted well, though.
Those are scripted as fuck, and know it.
Scripted as not. They acted well. Gene Simmons, what the fuck? I was watching an episode.
I think because many people
most reality show is scripted.
But they can act it. Gene Simmons and his family are the most retarded actors I've ever seen.
No, what I mean by scripted is
the Osbournes is actually a lot better than that.
No, that's way better than that. Let me tell you.
This guy's fucking senile.
Please tell me.
Let me tell you. There's this episode. Daughter.
Hold on. Sorry, just cut you off real quick. Because you mentioned the Ozzy thing. Another great Super Bowl commercial was the Ozzy Osbourne Justin Bieber phone. That was funny as shit.
That sounds good.
As you're saying, though, sorry.
As I was saying about the... When I knew this thing was completely fake, there's an episode where the daughter's boyfriend's mom comes over and they're doing, protection thing, the mace and how to protect yourself.
Uh-huh.
Well, it comes to the mace part. The mom shoots the other mom in the face with mace on her left eye. They go to the commercial. Next thing you know, she's holding her right eye, rinsing it out, crying about it, and crying about her holding her back. Like,
No, that's not necessarily just because you have to think how they do certain things in editing. Sometimes what they film,
when you get sprayed in the left eye, it runs to your right.
No. Sometimes when they end up showing whatever it was they're filming, they'll show it in reverse. You know, they pretty much the whole image is flipped. You never really can tell though when you're watching the show. They do it all the time. The easiest things to note.
Negative the fucking film on that?
No, they take it and switch it. A good example, one of my magazines, the game magazine that I have.
Gay?
That's a game.
Yeah, the game, not the gay. Oh, okay. No, what I'm saying is they have a screenshot. They have a screenshot.
A gay magazine.
Yeah, it's full on screenshot from in play.
You read it quietly.
Yeah. It's a screenshot from in play footage. And it was for the Marvel vs. Capcom 3. But if you look at the picture, you'll end up seeing that all the writing on it, though, as far as names and everything, is all backwards. And because what they did is they took the image and you just flip it. Hell, I could do it with phone. My phone is shit. Most people can.
And what does that do with the TV show?
Exactly. They do that in films, too.
But this is the actual show. Yeah, like, they're trying to take... Like,
no, they do that on TV shows, too. I've seen it a lot. They do it a lot of times.
Okay, another thing was on that show is...
Have you guys been hit with
a taser?
No, I have not.
Hit with a taser?
The what?
Hit with a taser?
I don't think I'd want to, but...
Have I ever been hit with a taser?
Yeah, have you been shocked with a taser?
Not, like, really bad.
When you get shocked with a taser, you go down.
Yeah, I have a taser, like, you know, just fuck with you, like, get close.
You can't move?
You hear this, you feel it, paralyzes but, like, not, like, full-on shock.
She gets shocked with a 12,000-watt taser, and she falls to her knees and says... This hurts, and like just hits the ground. Then she gets right back up. You don't do that when you get hit with the taser.
Yeah,
no, you don't. Especially the ones that shoot at you. Don't they leave a mark or they get them out?
These little barbed hooks and they stick into your skin.
Yeah,
you know, some people are actually immune to that.
If you're enough size, it's based on size.
If you're a damn elephant.
No, it's not even about the size. I was reading about it. There are some people that the tasers don't really affect. And there have been cases
electrical shocks don't affect you.
No.
Yeah, not from the tasers, no. I was reading about this where there have been different times where cops chasing a guy, and they'd shoot him with the taser. And it would hit him, and he'd kind of jerk him a little, but it would not bring him to his knees. He'd just kind of, tear it out.
It's drugs.
Must have been a hero.
It wasn't until the fourth time they caught him
Try tasing that a crackhead? It dropped him. You ain't tasing a crackhead.
That hippie's on goofballs, I'll tell you that much.
On goofballs and whippets.
You know how hard it is catching a crackhead? You ain't tasing a crackhead either.
No. Nope. Crackheads are like fucking ninjas. They're gone.
When the crack's gone.
And with your shoes. Yeah, and with your shoes, you'll never even know it. You'd be standing next to you, the fuck my shoes go? I was just wearing those.
Belt, shoes, pants, and all.
No, yeah.
Lose your virginity to one, you don't even know.
Yep.
If you want to lose your virginity, just put some crack on your dick.
Oh, man. Good shows. Have you guys watched good shows lately? What show do you follow, Steve?
I watch a couple different shows.
Yeah.
I watch No Ordinary Family.
Good show.
I like that. Jason and I, we've done a show before where we've talked about it. Try and tell him about it again to watch it. I know he hasn't yet.
Hell no, I haven't.
Yeah.
Any show he recommends.
It's kind of funny, though, when you think about it, describing it, though. It's like, all right, it's Michael Chiklis, has all the same powers he has as the Thing. It's a family of four superheroes. It's the Fantastic Four all over again.
He's also a rogue cop.
Yeah.
I would say exactly. It's a live version of Incredibles.
Kind of.
That's what Stephanie said. That's actually on the first episode.
it kind of is, although some of the family powers are a little bit different. But yeah, it'd more or less be that way. But instead of them being known famous superheroes, it's, you know, hiding their abilities, yet trying to do everyday life while helping people at the same time.
Isn't that how Incredibles was at the end?
No.
They were a family, and they still try to help people.
No, they didn't at first.
They brought back the heroism.
They brought back heroism, yeah.
Because that was kind of
they were already no, they were already they were established heroes. They got banned, so they led normal lives and didn't do any heroic things. And then eventually, because the dad fucks up and does shit, they have to end up doing it, saves everyone, and heroism's brought back. Great.
But people still don't know who they are at the end of Incredibles, right?
Yeah, you put something over your eyes, like you have two black eyes, and no one knows who you are.
Yeah, I know.
Coon Man.
Yeah, the coon.
The coon. The coon. A woman's being raped over there. My coon says it's tingling. Damn it, who left the window open? The kid's here again.
But, no, that's a great show. Modern Family's funny as shit. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
That's a great one.
That's what I actually thought you were talking about at first.
And I'm not going to lie. At first, I thought he did say Modern Family. But
no, it's not Ordinary Family.
Well, I have that recorded where I actually fucking did mistake that. You got all mad?
Yeah, no, he did, too. Yeah, I was like, no, dude, that's Modern Family. Oh, well, my bad.
Well, you're being a great show. I think everyone should watch it. It's Spartacus.
Yeah, not everybody has Stars and or Netflix.
Netflix.
That's what I said. Not everybody has that stuff.
Try to find it online. But if you do, watch it. Awesome show. Basically what it is,
it's a story of Spartacus.
You know
what?
If you can't afford it, just go find it.
Just go find it. Yeah, it's Hercules, but with Spartacus.
Go steal it. Go do it. What you have to do. Kill someone for it. You have to watch it that bad.
Put a mask on, rob a bank.
You know? It's not Hercules. It's not what it is. Have you seen Gladiator?
Yeah.
The movie?
Uh-huh. 300.
I haven't seen 300.
You've never seen Gladiator or 300?
I've seen Gladiator, but not seen 300.
Okay, basically it's like a...
You haven't seen 300?
Mixture between both.
I didn't care to see it.
It's awesome.
You got the
I always understand how like other guys got obsessed about like the other dudes in that fucking movie.
It's just the action in that movie. It's cool.
But there was also the ab things and how they looked. I was like, what?
You wouldn't want abs like that?
Yeah, but I wouldn't obsess over those guys either.
Neither would I.
People seem to glorify that shit. It was weird. So I didn't want to watch
it. Are you uncomfortable with your sexuality?
I want to become gay by watching 300.
And he kind of looks like Xerxes. You shave off that goatee.
Xerxes. And I have like 2-pack abs, too.
And stand about
and
8 feet tall.
And one of them's a can of beer. Yeah.
So go on with your Spartacus. Get down with your Spartacus self.
Oh, okay. My Spartacus self. Mm-hmm. All right. Basically, just a mixture of... It's the styles of 300, you know, the comic book, kind of the blood, how it goes out. Yeah. And then you got the fighting style of the Gladiator. And it's a mixture. And it's an awesome show. You got the action.
300 all over again.
No, it's 300 and Gladiator, the same thing, but it's actually in the show. But what's great about it is you got the kind of the filmmaking of 300 and the action of Gladiator mixed into a great storyline with a lot of sex and, you know.
I know, I kind of like the action of 300 better than the action of Gladiator.
Well, no, but you still get the same color. Trust me, there's a lot of blood, a lot of cutting off, and a lot of titties.
All the good points of those movies are in
there. Well, there's a lot of sex and a lot of titties in this, so that's why a lot of guys watch it, too. Yeah, that draws you in.
Yeah.
And then the storyline, if they weren't there,
or very, very minimal, that show wouldn't be shit then.
Yeah.
Well, technically, you couldn't have it in there, because back then, in the Roman days, that's all it was titties and ass.
Yeah.
And they vomited each other and shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know?
Come on, you've seen Slip.
Speaking of vomiting, have you ever heard of a Cosby sweater?
Is it? It's a sex move called Cosby Sweater?
Yeah, it's a sex move called Cosby Sweater. Basically, what the partner does is eat variant different kinds of, fruity, different colored cereals, kind of like Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, there you go, so on.
God.
And the other person lays down, puts your finger down, and throws up all over your chest, and then you get a colorful Cosby Sweater.
Wow.
Anyone else got some dirty sex things, huh?
It seems that would work better for like different kinds of fruity jellos.
I got another.
Yeah, I was saying I could totally just picture people once they eventually hear this show, like wanting to try this at home.
Oh god,
we're that influential.
Yeah,
I see that.
Well, I mean, there are some sick bastards. Out there.
How was it born? Well, first, Dad's father did a Cosby sweater on me, and then
what's that? Followed by a Cleveland steamer. And then I quickly gave him a snowball after he gave me a sticky dragon.
You guys want to hear another fucked up one? Alaskan Pipeline.
God.
Where the girl takes a shit. You put it in the freezer, let it freeze up, you take it back out, and you stick it back up in her ass.
That's like a 2-hour wait.
An Alaskan Pipeline.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Well, you have backup ones, you know, from earlier.
You have liquid nitrogen.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what? Why don't you just save the time if you know you're going to end up boning your chick later? Why don't you take a shit, freeze it, and then just bring it into the bedroom?
I imagine they have several shits from prior sex days.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about you, but, you know, I'm a pretty big shitter.
My still favorite is a Spider-Man.
That was a funny one.
Enlighten us.
You're a Spider-Man? Oh, yeah, you're fucking whoever from wherever. You pull out, you come in your hand, and sling it right in their fucking face.
I'm still partial to the Stinky Dragon myself.
Oh, man.
You know that one.
Let's hear it.
Stinky Dragon.
Girls, how do you train your Stinky Dragon?
Yeah. How to train your Stinky Dragon.
That was a porno title if I ever heard one.
Yeah. When the chick's giving you a blowjob, you're about to nut, what you do is you grab by the back of her head and you just slam her down. That way she ends up gagging at the moment that you blow your load to where it comes out of her nose. Naturally, she's going to get pissed, and it's like fire-breathing dragons.
It's not like you get spit in the face after that.
I don't know how much I would actually enjoy that.
No, it's more of one of those fucked up things to do.
It's kind of a one-sided thing.
I'd be more afraid of breaking my dick, let alone her actually gagging on me.
Or she could bite on you.
No, see, she could always get...
Yeah, could you imagine?
She could always get her revenge and give you a snowball.
Bite your dick off. Yeah.
No, she could always get her revenge.
You get a Cosby sweater on your dick.
Snowball just spinning back in you.
Nah, that's right.
37 times, right?
Yeah. Oh, Steve likes the swapping now.
Sometimes. Hey, if you can't enjoy the fruit of your own loins, well.
Steve just likes to share.
So I've been ruining that for a while. What? Specially made.
Yeah.
Just for Steve.
Yeah, that's right. It's
only for Steve.
A little coffee creamer.
Actually, I've seen a porno with coffee creamer. Like, can I give you some cream? Or there was actually a restaurant you can go to.
Where the waitresses, they'll come in your fucking food?
No.
Or coffee?
There are waitresses that actually they're still lactating from their nipples. And they'll go around and they'll ask you if you want milk. And they'll squirt their fucking titty milk in your coffee cup.
See, to me that... I'm sorry.
It's always a different staff.
Titty milk doesn't taste good.
No.
No, it doesn't.
You had your fill of titty milk there, Steve?
And Stephanie was pregnant. Yeah. No, I tried
some. Oh, you want
to
hear some fucking...
No, I tried some, honestly. It was like, yeah, lactating. Yeah, try
my
it.
My friend's mom.
Oh, God, no.
My friend's mom.
Put some coffee.
My friend's mom is still lactating. She made ice cream out of her titty milk and gave it to everyone at work. All the guys at work. And they ate it.
Do they know it's titty milk ice cream?
Yeah, they know.
Ew.
I'm pretty sure.
I could... They probably would. They'd enjoy that shit.
You'd enjoy
just
it.
Just off the kink.
Would you, Jason?
Yeah, I would. I'd try it.
I wouldn't try it. I mean, I would try it. You can't say you don't like it until you try it.
Well, I've tried titty milk, and I don't like titty milk, so... Titty milk ice cream, maybe, with some sweetener.
Put some sweetener in it, some
chocolate
sugar.
Chocolate syrup. Rocky cherry on top.
Rocky so if you put that in your milk, Starbucks, yeah. You'd be fine, then, so it's not so bad.
Yeah. We should make a new line of ice cream.
Slash coffee.
Well, you think about it.
Have a factory of immigrant, titties around and, pumping it.
Well, and you think about it, too. So long as you keep them off any medication, you can label it as pure organic.
It's going to go bad like in a day.
The milk's gone
bad. You better drink it within an hour, otherwise your coffee's bad.
The milk's gone bad.
Spoiled booby milk.
It's all show spoiled booby milk.
It's all
and we're on.
Titty milk.
Fucking titty milk.
I could never eat titty milk ice cream, though. I couldn't.
No?
No.
It's delicious.
I've had plain titty milk, and I just don't think it tastes any better as an ice cream, even with toppings.
Pretty sure everyone's had titty milk in their life.
Maybe with some hair pie topping.
Yeah. I don't get why people get angry when they say... They tell him, "Oh, you fucked your mom." Technically, you've been with your mom every once in a while. When you're a baby, everyone's been with their mom.
Everyone's came out of that vagina.
It came out
not
of
everybody, but
they came out of the vagina and they sucked a titty.
You know, which
makes it kind of wrong, actually. To think about it,
it's a good joke.
It is, but that brings me to a question. Then, okay, you give birth to a child, comes out, head, and then the rest of the body. So, when a woman gives birth to a boy. By the time the penis part comes out, does that constitute him pulling out of his mom?
He's like he nut everywhere once he was born.
He doesn't know, but he pulled out.
I think this is very, very
unless
wrong.
You put the baby back in and back in and back out until he fucking
hold on,
everywhere.
I missed it.
Like a plunger and shit.
Almost there. Fucking plunger.
That was a fucking joke like that. It's like these two guys are fucking sitting at a table. And the guy looks at the other guy and was like, "Guess what? I fucked your mom. I fucked your mom last night. I'm going to the room and go fuck your mom right now." the other guy goes, shut the fuck up, Dad, you're drunk.
Well, I think on that note, we'll go ahead and end it there.
After that lame joke?
After that lame joke. Leave people feeling just hollow and empty with despair because Jason ends with a crappy joke.
I think everyone's going to hate you.
You
now.
Started the first episode with the worst joke impossible.
People hate you now.
It happens. That was our first show, though. We're a couple shows under our belt. What the fuck?
They're going to
cure. They still suck.
They're going to cure your car, Jason.
I ain't got my blinker on, right?
Yeah.
So. I got worse ones. You want to keep going?
We'll save that for next week. To be continued.
I'll end every show with a bad joke. That's my thing.
Knock,
that's
knock.
Your thing. Who's there?
I don't know.
Then why did you say it?
I was making fun of Jason.
He just falls. He just falls for that all the time. Don't worry about it. Like, he's a sucker for lame jokes.
Hey, Steve. I'm gonna say what?
No, not happening.
No? All right, he's a little brighter than that.
Yeah, no. Anyways.
We'll wait till after hours. We'll see.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Wait till you get a little
he'll
drunk.
Just fall for anything.
For those of you curious about after hours, after this show, we end it, then we record some more as we get drunk and drunk and drunk and drunk. You don't have to listen. It's not an actual show, but we'll put it up. It's after hours. Fuck it. That's so join us for that.
I like that. I like fuck it.
Yeah.
You should have ended it right there, huh?
Yeah. Well. Anyway, so, you already know to find us, rippedinhalfpodcast.com. Email us, either me, Jason, or now Eric, who's now been Eric. Decided to actually, he's going to be our third wheel.
Yeah, that's we voted.
And I'm glad to join.
We did a silent vote. Yeah,
they did.
Yeah, we need somebody to just help us go along, because let's face it, Jason
you could run
sucks.
The Twitter for us.
Yeah, there you go. You're on Twitter patrol.
I don't know. What's Twitter?
Looks like you're still stuck on it, Jason. Sorry.
You can get that job at the Food and Drug Administration. You have no fucking...
Anyways.
There's no qualifications whatsoever. We hired him. He doesn't know what the fuck Twitter is, but he's going to run it. But
okay.
So, yeah, exactly. So, our new co-host, Eric here, so... Go ahead and email either me, Jason, or Eric at rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com.
There you go.
That's right.
Listen to the show at rippedinhalfpodcast.com. Twitter, @rippedinhalf.
Maybe if we have one.
No, I got it.
Oh, you got one?
Got today.
He's got a nice fuck. Twatter.
He's got a twatter.
I have a twatter now.
He has a twatter account.
That Eric runs now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now Eric gets managed to twatter account.
No. All right.
You got to pull your weight around here.
I keep my twatter clean.
I did
clean.
The fucking email shit.
I keep my twatter clean. No worries.
Have you answered email yet?
No, I'm not.
A dozen of them. I got a douchebag guy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
What have you guys got an email?
How come all those douchebag emails get forwarded to me, though?
Because you're a douchebag.
Jason emails himself just to make him feel good. Fan base him.
Yeah. He'll get on one account and then email the other account. Just when he gets into it, he goes, oh, I've got a mail. He takes great pleasure when he
that
logs.
That was so nice of him.
He takes great pleasure when he's on the computer and it tells him, you got mail.
Hey, the same says I have mail.
So the show ended yet?
Yeah.
It's ending right now.
Good night, everybody. Or good day, whenever the fuck you're listening. Catch us next time.
Stay
or,
fancy, Sam.
Yeah, you know. Catch us next week or download the After Hours and see what drunk shit happens.
Over and out.
Hey, shithead. It's me again. And you know what? I just heard it's all done now. And somehow, I guess you must have lost my number. You know what? You suck. You suck. Your music sucks. And I hate your sucky, stupid face. I hope you burn. You're going down. This is the last big mistake you'll ever make. You suck. I hate your guts. But if there is another project in the future, please keep me in mind. Thank you.